So this is our last year before Kabbalah Satoira, before Chag HaShavuos. Yom Matan Torah, in which all Nishmas Yisrael and the Neshama of each and every one of us, we were all there. We were all at the foot of Har Sinai, and we all experienced Mamed Har Sinai. And we all cried out, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nase V'Nishma. So the topic we will be briefly discussing today is Torah Loi B'Shumayim Hi. And once Torah was given, it was given to us. The famous story in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes. So usually, I just briefly mention the sources we learn, but we're going to go through this Gemara. Tanan Hosam. So there was a machloikis in Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, which we won't go into. Tanur Shel Achanoi. And there was a big machloikis between the two greatest Tanoim of that era, of that age, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanos and Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. Tona, second line. Ba'oisei yoim heishev Rabbi Eliezer kol ha'tshuvos shebi'olam v'lo kiblu mimeno. He voiced many arguments, and Rabbi Yeshua and his Talmidim didn't agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Omer lehem, im alochi kemoisi charuv ze yuchiach. Neka charuv memekoim emei amon. There was a tree there. What's a charuv? Carob? Carob tree. And it said, charuv yuchiach. I don't think Rabbi Eliezer knew what to expect. He just said, in a way, charuv yuchiach. How? Maybe the charuv would start talking, like the mule of Bilam. He didn't know what's going to happen. V'neka charuv memkoimoi me'amo. V'amru lo abba me'esamo. Amru lo ein mevien raya min acharuv. Chazav amar lehem, im alochi kamoisi amas hamayim yuchichu. Chazro amas hamayim la'achoreihem. There was a creek, and he said, let the creek be mochiach, and it moved backwards. Eim evien rayim amas hamayim. Chazav yom alehem im alochi kamoisi kois lebeis hamedesh yuchichu. Hito kois lebeish lipol. He said, let the walls of the Beis HaMedesh prove imalochi kemoisi. And they started tilting. And there was a danger. The Beis HaMedesh is going to fall apart. Go abem Rabbi Yeshua, omelem im talmid hachom im menatschan, zeh zeh balocha hata matifchem. Loi naflu mi mekvodish Rabbi Yeshua, loi zokvu mi pnei kvodish Rabbi Yeshua. Vadayin matem v'yoyim dem. Chose v'yom lehem, im aloche kamoisi ben ha-shamayim v'chichu yotzu mas kol v'yom ro, ma lachem etzer Rabbi Eliezer sh'aloche kamoisi bekol mokem. Amad Rabbi Yeshua ragla v'yomar, loy b'shamayimi. What's pshat loy b'shamayimi? Kva nitne toira ma'ar Sinai, ein onu mashgichem bebas kol shekva kosafta ba'ar Sinai v'toiro, achrei rabem lahatois. So this is an amazing Gemara. Whatever he said, Rabbi Eliezer, proved to be right. Charuv, amasamayim, kois lebeisamedish, and the ultimate proof, a baskol mena shamayim. And nobody doubted that baskol. Everybody heard it. V'yafal piken, Rabbi Yeshua says, we disregard all these proofs, Torah loy b'shamayim. And it is clear that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't mean to say we are entitled to disregard. What he says, we are obliged to disregard. We have no permission to paskin in accordance to all the oisis emoifsam, all these miraculous events, and we have no permission to paskin in accordance to a baskol, because Rabbi Yeshua was the ultimate onav, as we see in the entire Shas. He doesn't mean to say, I have the privilege to disagree with the baskol. No, he means to say, I don't have the privilege to agree to the Baskel, because Torah loy b'shamayim. Source number two is the Gemara Neidavin. Omer Rabba Meshmil, Sholoshonim nechloko b'shamayim v'b'sel lo omri alochi kemoisonu, v'lo lo omri alochi kemoisonu. So probably the biggest machloikesen that we had in the entire Tkufa of the Mishnah was b'shamay and b'sel. For 3 years, each of them argued and insisted, Halochi kemaisanu, yotze baskol v'yomro, elo v'elo divrei elokim chayim hem, v'halochi kebeis hillel. V'chi miyachas she'elo v'elo divrei elokim chayim, mipnei ma zocho besulu lakvoi halochi kemaisam, mipnei shenoichin v'aluvim hoyo, v'shoinim divreihem v'divrei b'shamay, magdinim divrei b'shamay li divreihem. So once again, we find a baskol. And this time the baskol says, Halochi kebeis hillel. And we do follow this baskol. So why do we disregard the one that said, Halochi kebeis Eliezer? And we do consider the one that said, Halochi kebeis hillel. Shtei tshuvas bedavar. One tshuva is, maybe it's in the text. The baskol that said Halochi kebeis hillel explained why is Halochi kebeis hillel? Mepnei shenoichin va'aluvim hoyo. The baskol that decreed Halochi kebeis Eliezer gave no explanation why is Halochi kebeis Eliezer. The baskol that decreed Halochi kebeis hillel, the reasoning is noichin va'aluvim v'shoinem divrei beis shamay. Why would that make a difference? I think when there's a machlekes between two chachomim, it is important that each of them tries to understand the opinion of the other. Sometimes when people argue, they don't even try to listen. So I don't know what the meaning in yeshiva here is, but in many yeshivas, when a magachia starts saying yeshia, all the bochrim start screaming and shouting. And some of them don't even know why they're shouting, but everybody shouts, and they shout along. I think that's a mineg garua. When I say a shir, usually, sometimes a person would ask a question, but there never is chaos. And many yeshivas is very chaotic, and it's a bad mineg because it's really impossible to think when everybody screams. And the magachir can't even think. He's being attacked, and all he's trying to do is just, you know, stave off the attacks. And so it's in the meaning of some yeshivas. So when you have a machloikis and a disagreement in halacha, each of the two parties should listen carefully to what the other has to say, and maybe he is right. And that was the tchuna of Beis Hillel. Noichin va'aluvim, v'hem shoinem divrei Beis Shammai, then I only listened. They hazard what Beis Shammai has to say, and they were magdim divrei Beis Shammai li divreihem, which means they try to understand what Shammai has to say, and they really considered it, and they learned what Shammai has to say, and they put it even before what they have to say, and that is why Halochi kemoisam. So this is an explanation. The baskol wasn't just listen to what they say in the heaven. The baskol explained why Halochi kebeis hillel. That is one interpretation. The other one is in Tosfos on this spot. And Tosfos says, Beis Hillel were the roiv. They were the majority. Achle rabim lahatois. In halacha, we always paskin, yochid verabim halochi kerabim. Achle rabim lahatois. However, Beis Shammai were more charif. They were the more talented ones. They were brighter than Beis Hillel. So this was a dilemma. Do we follow the roiv, the majority, or maybe the ones that seem to be brighter? So the baskol actually gave us a rule, how we paskan aloches, yochet v'rabim, aloche k'rabim, overrides choriv tfei. So those are the two terutzim. How do we understand the Gemara in Erevin, in which we do regard a baskol, and the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which teaches us we are to disregard a baskol? Let's have a look at source number 5 because it's very powerful language. Droshes Haran. Droshes Haran are from the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, that we learn almost in every Masechta. In Adorim, the Ran is instead of Toises and Rashi, and in many other Masechtas, the Ran was one of the greatest Ashoinim, one of the later Achroinim. One of the Talmidim of the Ran was the Rivash. Tshuvas HaRivash, Shin Ayin Hei, is an amazing tshuva in which he tells us a bit about the greatness of the Ran, of Rabbeinu Nissim. We don't know the background of this tshuva, but obviously, one of the Chachomim disagreed with the Ran, and maybe he wasn't enough respectful, and the Rivash writes him, you don't know who the Ran was. Kol Chachmi Yisrael doimim lefonav ki klipo yisashim vegargirei sumsum. Kol Chachmi Yisrael. And even though you're as tall as the tallest tree, yesh gavoya ma'al gavoya, it is impossible for you to achieve his heights. And then he writes an unbelievable line: Gimel's doram b'shas kamanda manchelei b'kufse. Gimel's doram b'shas. Kol chach miyasol doimem lefonav keklipes hashim vegargirei sumsum. And he's booking in 3 Zdorim in Shas. If you will tell any Rosh Hashiva today in public, this is such a great Rosh Hashiva, he's booking in 3 Zdorim, he won't talk to you ad Sof Yomav. That will be a tremendous embarrassment. Well, only Gimel Zdorim? That's what the Rivash writes about the Ran, the greatest Rishon, not only is in his generation. So whenever I quote the Rivash, I say the Ran was booking in Gimel Zdorim with Ran. He couldn't be booking in any other Zdorim with Ran, but he was booking in Gimel Zdorim with Perosh Haran. And that was why he was so great and so special. So anyway, the Droshes Haran, the Ran has his halachic writings, and Droshes Haran is his philosophy, machshava, musar. Let's grow short paragraph. V'zeh inyan Rabbi Eliezer, godol v'machlikos es yomri b'bo v'metziya, omed Rabbi Shua ragla v'yomar, Loi b'shamayimi, kva nitne tore lohar Sinai, v'kosaba achrei rabim lahatois. Hine, ro'o kulam shereb Eliezer hoyo maske melo emes yoysa mehem. Baskel men shamayim proved he was right, and they weren't right. V'chi yoysoysov kulam amitiyim tzoydkim, v'chriyo men shamayim kedvorov, v'yafor piken, oso mase kahaskamosam, achar sesichlam, Hoyo noita letame. Va'afar pi shoyu yodim, shoyu maskimem hefechu emes. Loi rotsu letar. Vayu ovrim al dosom imayu mitarim. Kiven shesichum noita letame. They knew that Rabbi Eliezer is right. That was the baskol. But if they would accept his opinion, hoyo ovrim al dosom, that would go against the Torah. As I said before, it is not only they had the right to disagree, they had a chiyuv to disagree. Because al pi Torah, you need to follow your mind and your opinion. And that is the concept of Torah loy b'shamayim. Sha'achro anim sero l'chach me'adoyres. So let me share with you an amazing thought of the Minchas Osho in the introduction to Minchas Osho, Shalas Etshuvas Chelek Aleph. And I think really it's Toiras Emes. That's my feeling. Kol Dayan Hadan Din Emes La'amito Inase Shutof La'Kodesh Bochu B'Mase Bereshis. If a Dayan has done Din Emes La'amito, Shutof La'Kodesh Bochu B'Mase Bereshis. Why? What does that have to do with Mase Bereshis? And what's emes l'amitoi? V'chi yesh emes she'enoi l'amitoi. Is there half truth? Either it's true or false. Person cannot come to Beis Din and testify and say, whatever I said is almost true. It's almost true. What do you mean almost true? Is it true or false? Is it emes or sheker? What's emes l'amitoi? The Torah has one pshat, choshe mishpat simen aleph. And I say this, Yesh emet elokit, ze emes shel ha-shamayim, v'yesh emes down here. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua says, Kvar nitna Torah b'Sinai. So there are two truths. One is the heavenly truth, and that was Rabbi Eliezer. Am Samayim, Charuv, Kois LeBeis HaMedrash, and ultimately, Baskel Men HaShamayim. And the Ran clearly writes, Rabbi Yeshua and his Talmidim knew that Rabbi Eliezer is right. But that is the heavenly truth. And we have no right to rely on the heavenly truth. Halach is determined by the truth of Beis HaMedrash, the truth down here. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. But maybe once in a lifetime, maybe even not, who knows, person has the schus that his psak and his svora coincides with the Torah Shebashamayim. And that is emes la'am. Two different concepts of emes. Two different types of emes. Emes shel ha'shamayim and our emes. Both are true. Both are true. Above the realm of Halacha Lamaisa, it is the emes shebashamayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the heavens, they know the ultimate emes, but that's not the halachic emes. The halachic emes is Beis HaMedrash. And that is the emes of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, not the emes of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus. But it's an amazing schus if a person is zoicha, that his emes is the same as emes shebashamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu stakel b'terosoi v'boroi lomoi. Probably everybody is familiar with the Mamre Chazal and Medrash, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. The Torah was created, the world was created, Basura Mamorois, as we learn Perekei Mesechet Ovois. Kodesh Baruch Hu was takal b'yorais v'bora alma. At that stage, there was only a heavenly Torah. There was nothing else. Man wasn't created. It was 2,000 years before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given. So which Torah created the world? The heavenly Torah. So when one is Muhammad and he's done din emes lamito in aseshut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maase bereishis, if he is Muhammad to the heavenly truth, that is amito shel Torah shel maase bereishis, and therefore in aseshut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maase bereishis. So sometimes we follow the Baskel. When the Baskel just comes to be mechazek halacha, yochid v'rabim halachi k'rabim, achre rabim lahatois. But the Baskel of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua was against the majority. And the majority of the Talmid HaChachamim were with Rabbi Yeshua. And he said, Tomei, not Torah. And when the Baskel comes against halacha, ein halacha k'baskel, v'toira loy bashumayim. So all the sources on the sheet are fascinating, but we're going to skip to number 11. And that's a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid in Dinei Arava and Dinei Hodos. Hodos sheniktem roishoi kosho. Nosher of alav im nishtaru shloish alam bekein echot kosho. Hoyenu Rava apostle. Ein mamata noise biyom tov. Ova velikton, oi shelikton echon echot. Achille reize kosho. Now the Ravid is amazing. Chodos sheniktem roishoi kosho. Omer Avraham, kvar hoifia ruach ha-koidish bebeit midroshenu meka mishonim, vehelenu shu posul kesta mishne, vedivre reb tarfon, vemokem henichu li min ha-shumayim. The Ravid seems to paskin in accordance was it a baskol? We don't know exactly what means hofia ruach ha-koidish bebeit midrashenu, and therefore we paskin posul, lo kedivrei Rambam kosh. Two different opinions in the Achroinim. What does the Ravid mean when he says hofia ruach ha-koidish bebeis midrashenu? Should that be taken literally? Mahari ben Lev. Haravet posak estam mishne desna niktem roishe posel vekva kosav ofia roha kodesh bebeis midrushenu velenu shu posel kestam mishne omokam eni cholonu mele shemayim vekosav amagad mishne והם כל זה השבח שהוא משבח ספרוסוי. כבר ראה הרמב"ן דבריו והשיב עליהם, ואין ספק שהרמב"ן האמין לדבריו שהופיע רוח הקודש בבית מדרשו ובמקום מניחו לו מן השמיים, ונר על החורש שם דבורם כפשוטום, שהופיע רוח הקודש בבית מדרשו והורה כדבורו, והם כל זה חולק על דבורו. כיוון דכן, הלוכה כדברי הרמב"ם דרץ קושו. So this is an interesting Mahari Ben Lev. The Mahari Ben Lev says that Avot should be taken literally. Yes, Ruach HaKodesh. The Afal Piken, the Ramban, disagrees with the Avot. So obviously the Ramban says, and the Mahari Ben Lev says, Torah Lo Bishamayim. And the Ramban doesn't doubt what the Avot says, Ufiya Ruach HaKodesh Bebeit Midrashenu. But Ruach HaKodesh isn't relevant to Aloch. Kapis Tmorim. Does anybody know who was the Kapis Tmorim? Who was the Rishon or Anachron? What was his name? Maharam Ben Chaviv. He was the Rav of Yerushalayim 400 years ago. Kapis Tmorim. Ra'isi Baribal. That is Mary Ben Lev, our previous source. Shehaven ki ruach hakodesh mamesh ufiya bebeis midrashe shel Ravid. V'yafal piken cholok olav Ramban, mishum deloi b'shamayim hu. V'acha nishikas yodov shel Haribal. Nere, ki lo nishtabeach Haravid shemamesh ufiya ruach hakodesh loi bedin ze. Ela kiven sha'arev lo hapirush v'achiluk shipiresh, omer kein bederech guzma. Because the Ravid once again voices his opinion in Tumim Deim, and there he doesn't mention Ruach HaKodesh. So Kapis Tmorim argues it's just a melitza ba'alma, like poetry. He doesn't mean Ruach HaKodesh. He was so happy with his svara that he writes, I'm sure this is Torah Semes. This is like Ruach HaKodesh. But it has nothing to do with Torah Loi B'Shamayim. That's the interpretation of the Kapos Tmorim. Shema Gedolim. I think you should know who wrote the Shema Gedolim. Does anybody know who wrote the Sefer Shema Gedolim? The Chida. When did he write it? He was in quarantine when he arrived in Italy. The Chida was a Shadar, which means he was a collector. He traveled throughout Europe, visiting many Jewish communities, collecting money for Aniyei Eretz Yisrael. And in those days, sometimes you arrived in a certain country, they locked you up for 30 days just to check that you're not bringing any bacteria or germs or viruses into the country. So you need to be in quarantine for 30 days. And he found himself 30 days without any svarim. How many svarim could a person schlep? Obviously, he didn't have Oitzer HaChochma. He didn't have his computer with him, the Chido. So from his memory, he wrote the Shema Gedolim, which is an amazing achievement. So the Chido, when he writes about the Ravid, V'haroye yire shemedaber haramban l'Ravid b'kovet godol miyoid, ki melvad gedulas haravid b'talmud, oid bo, shezocho legilu elio anovi zocho letoiv. והרמב"ן גם כן זכה על גילי הנביא. ויוד הרמב"ן רואים מעלס קדושס הרעבד. And the Chidur refers to this very same machlokes between the Ramban and the Ravid. So the Chidur also assumes that the Ravid really means Ruach HaKodesh and probably Gili Elio. Probably Elio Novi was Nizgala to the Ravid. And the Ramban knew about the greatness of the Ravid because he too was Zoichet to Gilu Elio. So, Chasam Soifer, Heita Mashadibe Malosi, Kemasha Kosav Aravet Belchazlur of Karafia Ruach HaKodesh Beis Medrashenu, Vekiyoitze Bezekam Apomim, Ein Roitze Loim Ruach HaKodesh Kemosha Yala Dovid HaMelech V'Chaveirov. Hainu, Ruach HaShem Al Oiskei Toira Lishmo, Asher Zoichem Lachaven Hu Emes, Afilu Lefi Teva Chachmosam V'Zichlom, Lo Yasigu Yodeyem, Toishu Yekozo, הקודש ברוך הוא בחזדוי יואב חוכמוסו לחכימו לפי שו. So the Chassam Sofer is somewhat a third understanding of Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu. Kappes Tvorim writes, it's just a guzma, bederach guzma. The Chido and the Merib and Lev assume, Mamish Ruach HaKodesh, maybe Gilei Elyo Hanavi. The Chassam Sofer has somewhat of a compromise between the two interpretations, and he writes, Chachmi Yisrael, who learned Torah Lishmo, who learned Torah b'kedusha v'tahara, have special siyata d'shmaya. And sometimes their genius is beyond their kishroinus. And that is a special ha'ora memorim in siyata d'shmaya, kodesh bochu yuv chokhmes alachakima, and that is what he writes, hofia ruach ha'kodesh bebeis midrashenu. Not anything out of the realm of nature, not anything supernatural, but not bederech guzma. He means ofia ruach hakodesh bebeis midrashenu, and the Ravid feels that this psak is based on a special siyata dishmaya, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon tzaddikim that learn Torah lishmo, that learn Torah lishem shemayim bekedusha v'tahara. That is the interpretation of the Chassam Sofer. Let's go back to the first line. Ukiyotze beze kama po'omim. What does he mean, kiyotze beze kama po'omim? So we have a few more Ravids on our list. 17. And this is Hilchas Beis Abchira. And the Rambam deals with Kedushas Amigdash bizman hazeh. Bekedusha Rishoyna Shekit Sheshloima, Omer Avraham, Svoras atzma yuzu velo yodati ma'ayen loy. Kamer koimis b'mishne, emein migdash yirakev. So the Ravid and the Rambam have the machlokes whether there is kedushas amigdash bizman azeh. Let's just have a look at the last line, number 17. Kach nigloli mesoyd Hashem liyareyav. Kach nigloli mesoyd Hashem liyareyav. This is somewhat mysterious. But when he's cholek on the Rambam, he writes, Kach nigloli mesoid Hashem liyareyav. This seems to be like Ruach HaKodesh Ofia bebeis midrashenu. Could be like the Chassam Sofer. Nigloli b'siyata d'shmaya mesoid Hashem liyareyav. Next Ravid is number 18. Timis Mishke v'moishav. Borach Hashem asher gila soido liyareyav yitzpon liyeshorim toshiyo. And this is even more mysterious and sosum. But after he writes his asog on the Rambam, Borach Hashem asher gila soido liyareyav yitzpon liyeshorim toshiyo. I don't know exactly what the last three words mean. But the Chassam Sofer uses the expression of toshiyo. So maybe the Chassam Sofer writes, Yitzpon li yeshorim toshiyo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals or reveals li yeshorim toshiyo, which is a level of understanding in Torah, which is beyond what a person would achieve with his own kishroinus. So this is a very interesting sugya. What are the limits of Torah loy b'shamayim? I want to go back to the story of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua in Tanur Shel Achanoi, the very first source on our sheet. We're approaching Chag HaShavuos, and we are approaching Shloshes Yemei Agbola. Shloshes Yemei Agbola, the last 3 days before Shavuos. And the last stage of Achonah LeKabbalah SaTorah. Oyer HaChaim HaKodesh Parshas Yisroi, on the Posuk, V'yisu Merefidim, V'yachanu Bamidbar, V'yichen Sham Yisroel Neged Ahar. The Oyer HaChaim HaKodesh writes, in this Posuk, there's a remez to the three fundamentals, the three most basic Yesoides of Achona la Kabbalah Satoir. Number one, Vyisu Merefidim. Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes Chazal. Say a pshat, what does Refidim mean? Amolek, Vyalochem im Yisrael Berefidim. The Gemara says, Rafu Yedeya Medivrei Torah. They were lax and they weren't diligent when it came to Torah. They lacked Yegiyas HaTorah, Omel HaTorah. And that is what gave Koyach to Amalek, V'yalocha Mem Yisrael Berefidim. So the Rechaim says, number one, V'yisum Berefidim. You need to go away from Rifin Yodayim. Ein HaTorah Niknet Ela Ba'omel. Without Yegiyah, you cannot achieve any level of greatness in Torah. Number one, V'yisum Berefidim. V'yachanu Bamidbar. Pshat of the Rechaim is Anova. Midbar is a remes for Anova. Twice in Shas, Erev and Nun Dalet, Nedorem Nun Hei, the Gemara says, on the same posuk, V'yachanu Bamidbar, Memidbar Matona. Kol ha-meis ha-matzmoy ke-midbar, ha-toyre nitenet lo be-matona. Rashi and Daran give two pshotim. What does midbar mean? One of the two pshotim is anova. Anova shval ruach. Of all the different types of topography that we have in the world, the midbar has the least to offer. The desert doesn't sustain life. There is no life without water. There's no life without food. And the midbar offers neither water nor food. So I don't know whether you've seen this world. Many different types of topography. Jungles, forests, the African savanna, the Great Plains in the United States, rainforests, South America, Central Africa, and then the huge deserts. The desert doesn't sustain life. And that is why Midbar is a remes for Shiflus and Anova. The Midbar has nothing to offer. So the Rechaim says, number one, V'yisum Refidim. Number two, V'yachanu B'Midbar. Number three, V'yichan Shom Yisuan Neged Ahar Ki Yeshechot B'Levech. It is a remes for Pirpul Tamidim, Dibuk Chaveirim, togetherness. Those are the three Yesoides. Or Chaim doesn't connect it with Gimel Yemei Agbola. That's my thought. Shloshes Yemei Agbola are for the three fundamentals that Or Chaim explains. And that is the way I understand the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus. Some might think Rabbi Eliezer is desperate. How could I prove my point? You're not listening. I have so much to say, and you're not listening. He looks out of the window. He sees a carob tree. He sees a chorov. So he says, please, Charuv Yochiach, works. Still not listening. Turns the other way, the other window, he sees Amasamayim. So he says, Amasamayim, what do you have to say? Amasamayim, Choyzala Choyrov. They're still not listening. There's no other window. He looked the window to his right, the window to his left, looks at the roof, and he says, Choyzeb Esamedish Yochichu. Miraculously, not to Lipoil. That's not the way we learn Tanoim. No, didn't happen to look out of the window. There needs to be Amkus and Pnimius in everything we learn in Chazal. Choruv is Yegiyas HaTorah. Yestapkus b'miut. Reb Shimon b'Yechoy v'Reb Loza b'No. Eitz Choruvim. That is what they ate and kept them going. The Gemara says, Ana b'chanina ben doisa. Kol ha'olam kulo nizom b'shvil chanina b'ni, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'chanina b'ni dai lo b'kaf charuvim. So we see more than one source in Shas. Charuvim symbolizes Yegiyas HaTorah. So he says, charuv yochiach. You're not listening. Ames ha'mayim yochiach. Tanas dav zayin, toile nimshol olamayim. Ma'amayim yordem amukim gavoy olamukim nomuch. Ein divrei Torah meskaimen, elo b'misha mashpel atzmoi aleihem. Mayim is the remes for anova. That's point number two of the Or HaChaim. Number one is Yegia, number two Anovim. And then he says, Koisle Beis HaMedesh Yechicho. In this Beis HaMedesh, I am Marbet Stoida for so many years, in Yeshiva, B'dibuk Chaverim, Pilpil Talmidim, Ha'ba Lamadati Miraboisai, Mechavere Yoisame, Metalmide Yoisame Kilim, and that is Koisle Beis HaMedesh Yechicho. And those are the three Yesoides. So as we approach Shalosh Yisimei Agbola, now is the time. Take advantage of the 3 days. Yegia Satoir is number one. Take upon yourself Hasmoda, Anova, and Midas Toiv is number two. And Boruch Hashem, you learn in a wonderful yeshiva. Dibuk Haverim, Pilpal Haltamidim, Bimeshamesh Yorabeim, learn with one another. And my brocha to all of you is you should have a Gehoi Ben Simchas Torah. So there are two minhagim, not Simchas Torah, but Shavuos. Simchas Torah and Chag HaShavuos. Two minhagim, basic minhagim and Shavuos. Because Shavuos doesn't have any specific mitzvahs. Unlike Pesach, that has Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matzah, Morah. Sukkot has Dalad Minim, Sukkah. But Shavuos has minhagim. One minhag is Leil Shavuos. We're up all night and we learn. The other minig is blinches, cheesecake. Interesting. So when do we eat cheesecake on Shavuos? Some do it by night. I think that was the minig in Germany. Our minig is by day. I feel that's the right minig. You can't start Yom Kabbalah Satayra with blinches. It's not the way it's supposed to be. You need to start with Yegia Satayra. After you learn all night and you didn't speak any Dvorim B'Telem, B'din Hu Shiyitel Schoroi. If you learned all night, you're entitled to have your cheesecake in the morning. And that's our minig. I don't think you could start Yom Kabbalah Satayla with cheesecake. You're not going to get very far. So first you need to be up all night. And it is the only night in the year which we try not to sleep even for a moment. Just learn Torah all night. And then second minig should be Hamesukim Midvash Venoifes Sufim Dvash Vacholav Tachas Lishoinech refers to Talmud Torah. And that's my brucha to you. We should always feel Mesikas Torah and Arevus Torah, and we should all be Makabal Ol Torah and Ol Malchus Shomayim Ba'ahava. Good Shabbos. Did I make a brucha? I don't think so.